again, good field position. But Josh, having the confidence to put it in your hands, go empty and come out firing, where most teams in this league run the ball and kick it away.
Yeah, we were aggressive, I think, all day. So it was awesome. It was fun to be out there. Great team win. A lot of guys made a lot of big plays. So that's what we're going to need going forward. It's still early in the year, but great to come and get a tough road win. We knew it was going to be 60 minutes, and guys played their butts off.
I thought they would get more pressure on you than they did, particularly Conley out early. You make some matching up there. How aggressive was your offensive line?
Yeah, they did a great job. I mean, that's, you know, those guys, I say all the time, I have a lot of confidence in them. They played a lot of heart. I think the key was really getting ahead and trying to stay ahead. So when you can get ahead and they can, you know, you can run it, play action, throw it quick, hold on to it, you know, I think that's the way to play pro football. There was Coach and I talked about one time, you know, where we were like scored first like 23 straight games or something like that. So, you know, we got to get ahead, we got to stay ahead. And you know, like I said, a lot of guys made a lot of big plays.
Every single season, a team is going to lose a key player, maybe multiple ones. When you see a player like Gerard injured, and you don't know how long it's going to be, and you know it might strike a blow to this team getting where it wants to be.
Yep.
How do you proceed without having that little bit of fatalistic persistence?
Yeah, well, I think you have to rely on, you know, all the guys that you have in a locker room, you have confidence in, and you know, you build your trust in each other by going out there and practice. And when you lose someone, you know, and like I said, every team loses certain players every year. It's hard to do. But guys got to rally around the guy who steps in there and tries to do a great job. So, you know, it's unfortunate.
He makes an impact. Team, though, not just all the way through.
Absolutely. I mean, he's guys like that. Gerard, we lost Vince last year. We lost, you know, a lot of really key important players, and you just got to keep fighting on. And there's a lot of football to play, you know, these guys have played great football for us, and they give everything they can to you know, our team, and it's tough when you lose them.
When you're out there and you lose a guy like Gerard, how do you make sure that a temporary loss of energy doesn't spiral out of control and you're able to quickly?
Yeah, you can't. I just think when the game's going, you know, you've got to think about your job and what you have to do. And the defensive guys have to obviously adjust a lot more than the offensive guys. I mean, we're, you know, we still got to go out there and do our thing, and I got to throw it and read my keys, and we got to block, we got to run, tackle. And those guys on defense have to, you know, make the adjustments. So we're just going to have to, you know, someone's going to have to step in and fill a role.
How much do you like that situation? Scott mentioned a lot of teams.
Yeah.
I get the sense you thrive on that. You like, give me the ball, let me throw it up for my own 6 yards.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. You know, I think we talked about that at halftime too. We said, look, this is what we asked for. I mean, this is, you're going to see what we're made of. You go on the road in the division, games don't get any bigger than that. And made a good play there before halftime, stripped the ball, made a good situational play, getting a few extra yards before we kicked the field goal. And still great momentum going in half. So we had 6-point lead, and then capitalize with the drive, you know, to come out, and then play pretty well in the second half. So it was a great complimentary win. I think, you know, it was, you know, great for all of us to put together a good half of football like that.
Last drive. I mean, they're right back in at 30-22.
Yeah, they made great drive to get down there on the field. They hit the 2-point conversion to make it a 1-score game, and then we had to answer.
Was there any thought of let's run it 3 times and see what happens?
I don't know if in Josh's mind he was thinking about that. So I thought he was aggressive as can be. So that's what it's got to be. You got to, you know, you whatever it takes. I think that's what it comes down to. So you got to go with what you're doing well. And we're, you know, moving the ball, throwing it pretty good. So that's what we stayed doing.
I'm sorry if you've been asked this before, but earlier today, do things seem back to normal for your offense at this point? I know that things were a little skittish to start the season. Now it's back-to-back weeks where it looked like you did 6 years ago, last year, or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of guys are making plays out there. So there was a lot of guys, and Brandon LaFell made some big plays. Julian made some big plays. Brian Timms made some big plays, getting contributions in the running game. Shane's making plays. You know, who's ever numbers getting called, that's what good offenses are. You just, who's ever out there has to produce, and, you know, guys are playing big roles, and you know, we're trying to find things that work. We're 6 games into the year. We're a long way from the team that we're going to be here in a couple months, but you know, it was good to come on the road and grind it out and get a tough win.
Can you pinpoint why you had this team has had so and now, you know, under new ownership, you know?
I mean, I'm not sure really historically. I think, you know, you just think about, you know, a day like this, we had a great game. I mean, I think we guys played really well. So they've had a lot of good players. They've, you know, respect the, you know, I have a lot of respect for this team. They play hard every time we play them. I think we just come out on the winning end, and, you know, it's good to be on the winning end.
And you like it just coincidence, though,
23-2 for you and 25-27. Yeah. Like I said, I got a lot of respect for them. I mean, they played our butts off. And there's been a lot of times where they've had us down, almost out, and we found a way to win. But, you know, today it was a close game. And I think we made a lot of critical plays when we needed to. And, you know, it feels good to win. It feels good to go on the road and win. That's you know, we haven't done a lot of that lately, so it's great to do that.
Do you like to play in this stadium?
It's a great stadium. I mean, it's an old stadium. It's, you know, in there, you know, it's pretty tight and cramped. But it was probably half the size when I first started, but they actually – you know, blew out a wall and made it a lot bigger. But, yeah, it's a great stadium. The fans are into it, and, you know, they can get it going. But, you know, we made a lot of plays, kind of slow them down and made some big plays there at the end.
Can you just talk a little bit about that throw you made to Tim early in the third quarter and how much momentum that maybe sparked the offense a little?
Yeah, that was a good play. You know, Brian found a way to kind of slither his way through there and get behind him. And, you know, I threw it up and gave him a chance to make the play, and like he's continued to do. You know, he goes up and makes them. So that was a big play for our team. You know, we're going to need a lot of big plays here in the next couple months of football. And who's ever out there has to be able to contribute like that. So it was great.
When you look at Gronk, the last two games,
he's, yeah,
he's Gronk. I mean, people around here have known for a long time.
So yeah.
Everything seemed right with him and between the two of you?
Oh, yeah. He's back.
Can
absolutely.
You elaborate on that a little bit?
I see that he's just, you know, he's a great player. So. And he's playing great. So it's great for a quarterback. And, you know, I got a lot of confidence in him. I love playing with that guy. So it's great to be out there with him.
How much overflow impact does he have? Maybe just, you know, on you and your temperament and, you know, your confidence level and then everybody else on the field.
Yeah, well, he's a great option out there. So, you know, if they don't cover him, he usually gets it. And if they put extra guys on him, then it frees everybody else up. So he's tough to stop. I mean, you put a safety on him, he's got size. You put a linebacker on him, he's got speed. He's been that way since he's been in the NFL. He's had a lot of touchdowns, and he's playing with confidence. And, you know, the kind of enthusiasm and energy he brings is awesome. You know, and it just adds to what Julian does and Shane does and Brandon LaFell and Danny and the rest of the crew. So it gives everybody a lot of confidence. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.